That was a good place.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. That was indeed a good place to worship.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture has been read, and there's a word from the Lord. And today is Fifth Sunday, a day in which we dress down.
Amen.
And some say it, but I want you to know that I still got on my best.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I got on jeans, but they're my best jeans. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to get on your best. I'm so glad that he isn't concerned with the outer appearance.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're in faith, you need to come as you are.
Amen.
As long as you are as you come. To my visitor, God bless you. You could have went anywhere. Thank you so much for coming here in faith. Give a visitor. So one time he's right here, but he knows he's at home. And we're so glad to have you with us. There's a word from the Lord. And we have been looking at these parabolic sayings of Christ in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And I think it's at least 9 of them. And I'm going to continue, I don't know how long, but we're going to continue in that saying. This is what I'll be preaching. And I asked Tara to read the scripture. Did you read 1 verse 1?
31 through 35.
And 31 through 35 is actually two parabolic sayings of Christ. And we're going to look at the last one. We're going to center on verse 33. Verse number 33. And this will be the fourth of Jesus' parabolic sayings. Or oftentimes he spoke in parables. And just to bring you up to speed, those of you who weren't here for the messages, a parable isn't meant for everybody. I want you to understand that Jesus purposely and intentionally spoke in parables. Mark chapter 4 verse 12 said he did this so that those who would see would not perceive. And those who would hear would not understand. So Jesus did this because those who had been touched and affected by the gospel would understand parables. But there are those whose hearts are hardened. Bible even says in a place it says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs.
Amen.
In other words, everybody was not going to receive this gospel message. And Christ, knowing this, he spoke it in such a fashion that without further spiritual scrutiny, one would not understand what he was saying. Is that all right?
Amen.
As is customary here, if you will stand to your feet for the reading of God's Word, we're going to be reading from the King James rendering, our verse of focus, taken from Matthew chapter 13, verse number 33. And when you have reached that point, say with me, amen.
Amen.
I believe everybody is there. And we're going to read, if you would, in unison. If you have the King James rendering, we're going to ask that you read along with us, verse number 33, 1, 2, 3, read. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. If you would pray with me, eternal God and Father, it's preaching time. And Father, we experience your presence even now, and we ask that you would further express yourself through the preached word. We are very clear that nothing occurs unless you speak. So God, we ask now that you would speak. Use these lips of clay. You know who is here today, Father. We ask that you would teach me just what to say. For in the name of Jesus, we all humbly pray. Say with me, amen.
Amen.
have no man than this. I'm sorry. Greater man hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. In this one verse, this particular pericope of text, Jesus continues his sermonic messages dealing with the kingdom of God. We learn that in Matthew knew that to the Jew, the name of God was so sacred that they would not even let it roll out of their mouth or upon their lips. That's why Matthew refers to it as the kingdom of heaven. But it's really talking about the kingdom of God. Are we clear?
Amen.
Amen. I want you to pray with me on a simple topic. The topic is called the evil within. Say that with me. The evil within.
The evil within.
The evil that is within. And this particular passage of scripture, it parallels the parabolic saying that precedes it. That of the mustard seed. The mustard seed talks about evil that infiltrates the church from the outside. But this particular scripture talks about the evil that infiltrates the church from within.
All right.
And Christ, through these parabolic sayings, is giving a prediction of what the church would later become. Someone says a prediction. It is a prediction of what his church would eventually call. Now, the parable of the leaven, we ought to understand what the kingdom of heaven is talking about. The kingdom of heaven is a phrase that Matthew uses to describe, we all seen on TV kings. Am I right about it?
Amen.
And if you have a king, you got to have a kingdom. Am I right?
Amen.
And a lot of times you will see a king over in a high place or a high position, and he's overlooking his kingdom. Now his kingdom includes territory, but most of all, his kingdom includes people. Somebody say people. Well, the kingdom of heaven is Jesus' people. Come on.
Amen.
Now, it's hard for some of us to fathom what the kingdom of heaven is really like because we can't see it. And the reason we can't see it yet is because it's spiritual.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is spiritual and is found in him.
Yes.
Somebody say in my heart. The kingdom of heaven cannot be seen with the naked eye at this point because the kingdom of heaven dwells on the inside of the believer's heart. But it's there. One day it will manifest according to the book of Revelation and it will become physical when Jesus establishes it on earth. But for right now, it's in my heart. Look at somebody and say, is it in your heart?
It is in your heart.
I heard that in my spirit. How do you know it's in your heart? Because I can feel it moving. Sometimes on the inside of me, and the situation often makes me sad, but I have a smile. Because how many know what's on the inside will show up on the outside? That's why some folk ain't moved. Look at somebody and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
You ain't tired yet.
You ain't
worship God. Yeah, worship is to be experienced. Worship is an experience. So this parable of leaven parallels the parable of the mustard seed. Now, since we understand now what the kingdom of heaven is talking about, Jesus is trying to give you some indication of what his kingdom is like, or what it will become. For this is a prediction. Now, at first observation, one would believe that this is a very positive indication of what the church age would normally become. Now, we know leaven, somebody say yeast.
Yeast.
That's what leaven is. When you see leaven in the Bible, it's speaking of yeast. And we know that yeast will make bread rise. Don't let me lose you. You ain't got to be a cook or a baker to know that yeast will make bread rise.
Amen.
Something about yeast. It doesn't take a whole lot of yeast. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, yes. The Bible even says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Oh, I wish I had a church right here. I need some Bible reading because you need to know what leaven is talking about. Leaven is talking about yeast. It doesn't take a whole lot of yeast to leaveneth the whole lump. Somehow or another, yeast makes bread porous. It allows air into it. And when air comes into it, it expands. Yeah, yeah. And at first glance, this would give some indication that the kingdom was going to start off small and expand. Well, to the normal eye, you would think that would be good. But I told you this is a parable. Somebody said, this is a parable. Yeah. What you first read or at first glance might look a certain way, but there's something else there.
Amen.
I'm talking to somebody now. You've been hooked up with this fellow for a long time. And he looks one way, but I come to let you know you better go deeper.
Amen.
Yeah, I didn't get an amen from the choir right
there. Amen, pal.
Because when we want what we want, when we want, and we don't care about how he acts, as long as he looks good.
All right.
Trouble.
For some women, they don't even have to have a job. That I don't understand. See, I got quiet right there. Somebody say the truth hurts.
You pray to
God. I didn't come to step on your toes. I come to cut you. Leaven is good for bread. Now this is my first point. Everywhere in the Bible that leaven is referred to, it always speaks of evil. You can go search it for yourself. Anywhere you see the leaven, it always talks about something bad. So in actuality, the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven is a negative connotation of what the Bible is going to become.
All right.
Because in order to understand the spiritual things of God, then you must spiritually scrutinize some stuff. In other words, you must test the spirit. By the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But don't you know that you cannot test the Spirit of God unless you've got the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Okay, y'all just missed out. Somebody say leaven is bad. Once you come to understand that leaven is bad, you understand that this is a negative prediction of what the church would soon become. Look at the parable before it. The parable before it talks about the mustard seed, smallest among seeds. When it is planted, and this is Jesus talking, it says, when it is planted, it grows and becomes, it doesn't say, I'm just paraphrasing, it becomes abnormally large. Somebody say abnormally large.
Abnormally large.
Well, you would think that would be a good thing. For the church to become abnormally large, because a lot of people get saved, but that's not it, because look at them birds. Them birds come and lodge in the branches of a plant. It's not a tree. Birds make their nests in trees, and what Jesus is really telling us is that folk are going to get into church that ain't got no business being in a church. See, just because something grows large doesn't make it good.
That's right.
It could be swelling. Y'all missed it. Anytime anything that swells, it's infected.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
Y'all made it.
Is this my call?
I said, anytime something swells,
you can't make no out of it.
Anytime something swells, it could be infected.
That's right, Pastor.
I remember going to pull a tooth one time and said, we're going to have to wait until the swelling goes down. And I said, well, doctor, why can't we just pull it? He said, because it's infected. Jesus was saying that his church would one day become infected. Somebody say some evil in the church. Yeah. The evil came in this first parabolic saying when the birds came in. And lodged in the branches of a plant. It's not a tree. It's a shrub. And what Jesus was saying is it was so abnormally made, it drew the wrong folk. It used to bother me, Kurt, when the numbers stayed small. That's when I used to count numbers. But I told you, I stopped counting numbers and started hoping numbers count.
That's right, Pastor.
Don't give me 10 and 100. Just give me 10 faithful ones. I don't need a crowd because a crowd, you might have anybody and anything. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And check this out. People are not going to beat up a pad to your door when you're telling them that they're living in sin. Okay, that's all right there. And when you tell them you're living in sin, and if you keep on living in sin, you're going to hell. Oh, they don't hear that.
That's right, Pastor.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Preach, Pastor.
Yeah. This leaven, it's an evil connotation that it just takes just a few to mess up the whole lump. Looks like I say a leaven. Now, this is not so much for us to be able to distinguish who the leaven are, but to tell us, don't you be leaven.
That's right.
Looks like, don't you be leaven.
Don't you be leaven.
I don't mind if the numbers stay small. I understand now that people aren't going to grow. The church isn't going to grow by the thousands and the hundreds and the fifties. They're going to come once in a while. Why they don't come once in a while? Because narrow is the way.
That's right, Pastor.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
And broad is the gate
that
leads to destruction. But narrow is the way that leads to life. And the Bible says there'll be few be that find it. And the reason it's going to be few be that find it is because people love sin. You got quiet right there. I'm going to say, people love sin. Sin makes us feel good. You ain't going to say amen?
Amen, Pastor.
Very close to you. I said, sin makes us feel good. Some innocent. Some concierge. Some beer will make you feel better. Y'all ain't gonna say anything. But then I say, you should make you feel better. Y'all ain't never drank.
No.
I thought I had a real church. Sin is exciting. I'm just preaching what I'm preaching.
That's right.
You will tell me that if it is not exciting to cut out on your... God, I got too holy in you.
Preach in the way, Pastor.
You will tell me that y'all didn't like you used to club.
Preach, Pastor.
Just last night. Jesus is saying. concerned about who the woman is. The woman, you must understand, is the powers that be now. What have infiltrated the church that should not be there is a spirit of envy. Has seeped into the church. Who does she think she is? Or who do you think he is? Or they think they something now.
You crazy.
Y'all
you crazy, Pastor.
Lord have mercy. And power struggle have infiltrated the church. No longer now is it good enough to be on the usher board. We want to rule the usher board. Y'all ain't seeing me? Somebody says it's a tough crowd. Now it's not so good. No, it's not good enough to be in the choir. I gotta be present in the choir. No longer is it good just to sing a song. I gotta sing my song. And if you don't sing my song, I get upset. Come on, somebody.
You pray.
But if you don't play my song a certain way, I get upset. I got one in here. But it ain't about how she plays the song. It's about you making a choice for no one. Unto the Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible says, all ye land.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. We're going to move on in there. Yeah, this is a negative connotation. Jesus is saying that the kingdom is not going to spread in the world. The world is going to spread in the kingdom. Somebody say, see love. Let's think about that for a minute. And why is the gospel so directly opposed by the world? Is because the world hates the truth.
Amen.
Have you noticed people who are in the world, you've been praying for them to get out of the world, and they just stay in the world? There might be some of your family members. You've been praying that their eyes will open, that they will come to themselves. Come on, somebody.
Amen, Pastor.
And they just keep on standing. I'll tell you the reason why is because they enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy sin. The Bible says, and now I want you to take my word for it, Matthew 11:12, the kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I oftentimes wonder, what does that mean? That means that people who are in the world, you got to snatch them out of the world. Why? Because people love sinning. That's why the one you pray for ain't came yet, is because they enjoy their lifestyle, their worldly lifestyle. They have to literally be snatched from the satanic grips of the world. Lord have mercy. Why? How do I know? Because God had to snatch some of us.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be from the choir. I don't know about you, but God found me in the muck and mire.
Yes.
When I didn't even know. He says, when we were yet sinners,
yes,
he died for us.
Yes.
Somebody say, I had to be snatched. Look at Lot. You remember Lot? You remember Abraham? Lot had gone in Sodom and Gomorrah. You go back and read that story. When the angel came to destroy the city, and Lot and his family was going to be saved, the only family that was going to be saved, he would not leave. Then when an angel is trying to get you to leave, and you ain't no angel, you were just messed up. And the Bible says that the angel had to grab each one of them by the hand and shake them out of the city. Why? Because folk love sin. What am I saying? Stop trying to get folk to accept you. They're never going to accept you. Why? Because you belong to God.
That's right, Pastor.
And if you weren't accepted, that ought to tell you something about yourself.
You preaching.
I'm saying, stop trying to get folk to accept you and to like you. Because the word says that the gospel message is enmity. Antithetical. It is directly opposed to the word of God. And no matter how much you try, no matter how much you talk, I don't care how much you cry, you will never be accepted by some folk.
That's That's right. Amen.
Stop trying to fit in where you can't get in.
That's right.
I ain't talking to young folk now. We got peer pressure with adults. And how do I know? Because on Sunday morning you want to praise God, but you done let some of these evil folk look at you so strange. You know what God has done for you. You go stand right there and let the Bible see on your grace. I told you before, if you're a dead brother, you ought to get up and move.
That's right.
You can go to a ball game.
You
pray. Somebody I don't even know, you don't even know the game. That the evil has been hidden in the church.
Yes.
So stop you trying to find out what it is.
Amen.
And just make certain that it ain't you.
Amen.
So it was hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. What you must need to know is Jesus himself spoke about the leaven of the Pharisees. So that lets us know that leaven is evil mentioning of. Leaven of the Pharisees, the Bible says in Luke 12, verse 1, is hypocrisy. There is hypocrisy in the church. Let me tell you about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy doesn't start off as hypocrisy. It starts off as devout believers. But slowly over time, coming to church day in, Sunday out, somehow or another, we begin to lose what we once had. We who were fervently hot for the Lord become lukewarm. Now what you need to know about yeast is yeast won't work in a lukewarm environment. No, I'm sorry. Yeast will work. The only environment that yeast will work, you babies go to look this up and Google it. It has to be in a lukewarm environment. If it's too hot, yeast won't work. If it's too cold, yeast won't work. Somebody say lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
If the church is lukewarm, the evil can work.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said in the book of Revelation, I wish that you were either hot or cold. What do you mean? You'll be on fire for God? Be on fire for God.
Yeah.
And if you're not, be cold and consider and sit there and look at us like we're crazy. Somebody say hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy is a slow process. He then speaks of the leaven of the Sadducees. This is things not to be. The leaven of the Sadducees is disbelief. There is a disbelief even in the church. Brother Tony, there are people who still doubt whether or not God delivered you from cancer.
Amen.
That's disbelief. The disbelief of the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They did not believe in the life after death. What Jesus is speaking, that he says that there's going to come a disbelief. The people are going to look like they believe, but in their hearts of hearts, they don't believe the word of God. I come to let you know that for many of you, the smorgasbord and the buffet comes after church, not during church. You missed that. You cannot pick and choose what you believe in this word.
That's right, Pastor.
Either you believe all of it or you don't believe none.
That's right.
The leaven of the Sadducees is disbelief. They did not believe in the resurrection. They did not believe in the life after death. There are certain folk, even in faith, that believe what they want to believe. And what they choose not to, they don't. Lastly, he says, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the people who followed Herod. What was the biggest grief with the Herodians was this. And this is probably the majority. In God's church, you're going to have some people that have one foot in the church.
All right.
Right here. Uh-huh. One foot is in the church, but the other foot is in the Word. But y'all may not see.
Amen, Pastor.
How do I know? Because you like the church. You enjoy the worship service. You enjoy some of you coming to some of the services. But at the same time, simultaneously, you like to still get your groove on. That ain't how they say it now. You still like to get your rocks on.
Great job.
I don't think they came to your decade yet. Come on, somebody. You enjoy church, but you still enjoy the things of the world. There are people in the church that are living two lives. They act a certain way when they're at church, but when they get home, the devil comes out. I don't know. Maybe you ain't saying anything, but I'm talking about you. No. God is saying to us, you got to be one or the other. You can't serve two masters.
That's right.
Either you're going to hate the one and love the other, or vice versa. You got to be But this text lets me know that I guess we must be known. Because one thing you can rest assured, I'm not going to change my method of preaching.
Amen.
Just to get a crowd.
Amen.
I'm going to still tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'm going to still preach the word.
Amen.
When you want to hear it and when you don't want to hear it. I'm going to still say stuff like marriage consists of one man and one woman.
Amen.
Not two men.
That's right, Pastor.
Not two women.
That's
all.
Right. That's right, Pastor.
And I'm not going to be afraid to say it. Have you noticed that now the people who are gay, they have become the new bullies on the street?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gay, I can say what I want to, but you can't say what you want to.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing but a bully.
Uh-huh.
And just like I was when I was growing up, I was afraid of bullies then, and I'm not afraid of bullies now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to still preach the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to still tell you what God told me to tell you.
Yeah.
And if you never grow, I hope that you grow spiritually.
Yes.
Give God a hand clap of praise. God said there's evil in the church. And I want to say as we wind down, this is an election year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again, this isn't an election year. And people don't come out and vote when there's not a president that's running. But I want you to know Franklin County, Wake County, Nash County, I want you to know that this election will be one of the most important elections there is. Did you hear me? They're going to be electing some judges. There are going to be some amendments on the ballot. You need to know what. Don't go to the polls stupid and dumb. I'll say this again. You know, some of us think, you know, we're civically correct when we vote. You can vote stupid. And I'm not holding any words. You got to do more than just vote. Didn't I tell you, this scripture right here says, now Satan has changed his game. He's not throwing in the evil from the outside. He's doing it from the inside. What am I saying? We can vote, yes, but now we can vote stupid. How can you vote stupid? Go to the polls and don't know nobody. Don't know the candidates. That's stupid. I'm going to get y'all in the eye. You got to do more than just go vote. Go vote intelligently.
Yes.
What it means is if I'm ready for all the streets to look at my background and see where I stand on the issues.
Amen.
And can I say right here that stupidity, dumbness, and ignorance and all these bad things come in all colors? What am I talking about? Just because someone is white don't make them right?
That's right.
Just because someone is black don't make them right either?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to vote. This is one of the stupid. I'm going to vote because they black. Y'all laugh. We got to vote. They do that. We got to vote. I'm not voting. Oh, I'm going to vote for her just because she's a woman. And I'm a woman. That's a woman devil also. I'm a vote. I don't like this last name. You laugh. But when you go to the polls and you are ignorant of who is running, it would be better that you not vote. I can't stress that enough. What I would love to happen here in Faith is that we had a social, some type of social ministry that dealt with these kinds of issues. There is no separation between the church and the state. That's man's stupidity. Christianity is holistic.
Amen.
Did you hear me? It deals with every aspect of the man.
Amen.
And when I say man, I mean mankind. All politics is, and And my pastor told me this a long time ago. All politics is being able to get what you want and know where the resources are to use to get what you want. That's all politics are. Get a prize to these amendments. Get a prize to these candidates. And by all means, vote, but please vote intelligently. When I go to the booth, I know everybody that's running in my district. I know what they stand for. And when I say, check this out, go on what they say. Go on what they've done in the past. When I go looking for a job, I can tell anybody that I used to be an airplane pilot. I go to RDU, I guarantee you I won't get a job. Why? Because they're going to look at what I said. They're going to look, have you been flying any planes lately? And I don't know about you, but when I step on board of a plane, I don't care what color they are. I don't care how much money they got. Can you fly the plane?
That's it, pal.
If you can fly the plane, you will ride with me. I don't care if you're a brother, got an afro, with a kick out your head. You can't fly the plane. You need to vacate the cockpit. Or y'all ain't gonna be free. What am I saying? Do your homework. By all means, vote, but vote intelligently. People died so that people have the right to vote. And here in faith, if you neglect your opportunity to vote, you are less than a Christian. Less than a Christian. Every member, that was happening up here, you know, these little stickers and things you pinned up, they said, not only did you vote, but I voted intelligently. I voted intelligently. And have you noticed that no candidate comes here to talk? That's my fault. I take full responsibility. Worship is about word and worship. That's it. Because if God showed me something different, a candidate can come here and introduce themselves, and that's it. You're not going to have to form because it ain't about you. Worship is about God. Right? We'll come on a Saturday and let you speak, but not doing Sunday service.
That's right, Pat.
Oh, I know. See right there? Some folks don't agree with that.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, you gotta move.
That's right.
As long as I'm here, if God show me something different, when it comes to worship service, it's gonna be about the word and your worship.
Yes.
You ought to praise God right there.
Amen.
Word and worship. I say word and worship. Word and worship. Word and worship.